7 p.m. tour, December 27th. So this stays with me at all times, and it will come out clear as long as I keep it pretty close to my chest. April will tell me if it's starting to slip. So you guys probably don't want to see what tools I have. These guys have already seen them, but we're going to split everything up anyway. So, all right. Oh, you're going to be my case holder, too? All right, so what do you normally need when you have to go ghost hunting? EMF detector. So who's my major skeptic? I know you're one. Anybody else in this group a skeptic? Everybody's had some kind of ghost experience. You have that doubted look on your face.
Yeah, I'm not buying any of this, but it's okay.
You're not buying any of it? Okay, we're going to prove you wrong.
Okay.
That's my job tonight. So, because you have already dealt with some of this, we're going to hand this to you. That is an EMF detector.
We're coming for you.
What that'll do is it measures the electromagnetic field around us. Right now it's green. So there's obviously nothing influencing it in any way, shape, or form. Do not get excited if you walk over some of the crosswalks it will cross tonight and it starts going berserk. There's ley lines underneath us that will influence it. Okay? I don't want anybody getting excited going, we have a ghost right here in the corner by the streetlight. It doesn't work that way. Okay? So you're going to need to speak up if something's going on with that, because that's our first signal that we have something near us or something is influencing us.
Okay?
So you got to say, hey guys! And reach out. So what else do we need when we're researching ghosts? Come on, you got to have something.
I'm not going to answer every question.
The word, the voice. The thing.
We got a spirit box.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got one of those. What else? I don't have a thermal camera. You know the equipment. Don't outdo me here.
Oh, the thermometer.
We have two thermometers, okay? The thermal camera is a little bit more intense for what I do here. So I have the infrared thermometer. So this guy, see the red light? Where do you see the red light? It's measuring the ground of whatever it touches right now. So right now it says that it's 62.4 degrees. So I'm going to hand this off to you. Now,
nice.
The bad thing about that is that it doesn't measure the air. It only measures objects. So we need something that measures air. So I have a psychrometer. Psychrometer will actually measure the temperature that's touching this probe. I've actually tested this thing with a square space heater. I can move it an inch within the air curtain and it will go up or down. So you look pretty excited about that. So the top number is the humidity. The bottom number is the temperature. So you're gonna keep that on. Now, this guy only has one button. If that light goes out, it's still on. But if you want to turn the light back on, you simply shut it off and turn it back on again.
Okay.
One button, you can't screw it up.
Okay.
Got that?
Got it.
All right. Spirit box. Okay, she wants the spirit box. She's already called it, folks. So who does not know what a spirit box is? Okay, so a spirit box, what this guy will do is it'll sweep through AM or FM radio stations. Okay, if you hold that up to your ear for just a second, you can hear it flipping through all the different stations. Okay, every once in a while, you'll hear something else come through. Now, what we do is you're not going to hold this up to your ear all night, okay? So if we get into very good areas. Now, on the other hand, if it stops quick enough or long enough for a DJ to say a word or a song lyric to come through, you're going to shout that out so we can record it.
Okay.
It's kind of like Bumblebee and Transformers. The easiest way to think of that thing. Okay, so sometimes I had some disembodied voices come through it a tour 2 weeks ago. But that's been the only case. Everything else has been coming from the DJ or some song lyrics. All right. This guy looks like the Neuralizer from Men in Black, right? Continue. It is a grid pen. So we're going to go by a few cemeteries today and a few open lots that I've gotten activity in the past. Now, the grid, this will detect things that we cannot see. Honey, can you blow your vape? So what you're looking for are those streaks. You see those streaks where she blew her smoke? Don't look at the ground. Blow again. You're looking for, look right underneath where I'm holding. See those streaks?
Yeah.
So if we have any kind of spirit activity, that's what we're going to have. So, Nikki, I'm going to hand this to you. You're in charge. Very strict rules.
Yeah.
All right. So, who else wants a job?
The skeptic.
Well, they're flashlights. Don't get too excited. We do walk in a few cold areas. Or dark areas. Did I get everything? Yes, I did. Oh, I did not show off what's in my phone. So, on top of everybody's devices, now we're all going to have to kind of work together, right? And so, if one thing leads to another, so to speak. But I have two apps on my phone that I will keep open. The first one is a spirit box itself. And the cool thing about the spirit box on my phone is that it will actually give us words right here in the center. It is sweeping through the stations the same way yours is.
Which one are you using?
The app is called Ghost Detector.
Okay.
And this is the upgraded version, so it has a much bigger vocabulary. It has 9,000 words that are in there. Okay. Now, the cool thing is you're probably thinking, this is a game, it's a hoax, whatever. It is. But this guy will actually give us some words that will work with the locations where we are. It is still an electronic device, and spirits can interact with it. To give you an example, we did one tour. We were about to walk through Philadelphia Alley. It gave me the word alley. In the same tour, it gave me the word medicine because I was talking about a doctor. Does that make sense to everybody, how it gives me clues? So it's already starting to vibrate. I don't know if that's the app that I'm working with or not. But I also have an EMF detector on my phone up and running just in case we need to verify what is happening with that one. Now, the cool thing about this guy, once I get rid of the ads, is that if I go near, say, your phone, see where it says computer, TV, or mobile detected, it'll tell me what it thinks is happening. So, who else has their phone out? Oh, just so you guys can see. See where it says computer, TV, mobile detected?
Mm-hmm. No,
they've already seen it. I showed them last night. So, it does the same thing. Okay, so I will have this open in the event we need to verify what's happening with yours. Now, I am horrible with names. So I will probably forget most of y'all's names throughout the night. If I get it wrong, please correct me. All right. Questions, comments, concerns? Are we going to find some ghosts?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to find some ghosts. Nikki, what do you think? Are we going to find some ghosts?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm concerned that he has to get my name.
He should know who you are. I'm not sure how you're related, but I know you're a family.
Now, the other piece of this, guys, too, with the the spirit box is it will keep the words for me in a list. So when I'm doing my research on your audio, I can see what words came up where, and that way I can match them up to see if any clues actually come through. I will tell you if something on here just seems like it's BS. I'm not going to make stuff up just to make this an exciting tour. That's not what I do
here. I've used this before in a house I lived in.
Did it work?
Yes.
This thing has come through for me on so many different occasions. I love this app. So I'm not going to export it. Oh, look, we've already got the word drink. What are we standing next to? A bar.
Gosh.
Okay, you guys kind of see how I have to put all these clues together, and now I have an audio to prove yet again that this app is a great tool to have. So you're probably wondering why I had you all start here, and it wasn't to get drunk. So even though that does make for a fun tour, I have had some drunken groups, and it's a good time.
Yeah, sure.
But at the same time, this place is haunted by two ghosts. Okay.
Ooh, really?
And I have had some EMF detection. Let me stop for a second. So some of the detections that we're going to have, especially with your EMF, we do not want a pulse. We don't want a tap, 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 tap. We don't want that. We want something completely crazy. We don't want to be able to recreate it either. Because if we can recreate it over and over again, that means something man-made is influencing it. And we will debunk all of those things before we move on and say we actually have something with us. Okay? Does that make sense? All right, so, and this thing's probably going to give me another word here shortly. Mexican. Is there any Mexican food in there? I don't think so. It's Caribbean, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. But again, might be BS. Who knows? I'm not even going to look into that word from where we're standing. But anyway, the two ghosts here are Cane Rum Bar. There's two. This used to be called Big John's. Is anybody from here? Nobody from here? I know you guys aren't from here. So, where's everybody from?
Philly.
Philly? More Pennsylvanians.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh.
Most of the group is from Pennsylvania except for me. So, at any rate, this used to be a place called Big John's. It was named after a football player. I'm not a sports guy. I'm sorry. I see, you know, some people are sports people. I'm not. I don't remember what team he played for, but this bar was named after him. He used to sit at the back of the bar and kind of nod off to the bartenders to let them know when the guys from the Citadel would come through of who was underage and who they shouldn't be getting served.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was kind of his job. So they named the place after him, Big John's. Well, one night, two guys came in, and they swiped the cash register from the front and took off. Well, Big John pulled the .45 out of his back and took one out.
Yeah.
The bullet hole is still in the front of the building. Now, they did renovate this whole place, and it is covered up with whatever they've renovated, but they did keep the bullet hole there. Now, it said that anybody that sits in the front of this place will get an uneasy feeling, they'll get headaches. When I went through with the EMF detector, I only got a reading above the table where that young lady's sitting right now. Of course, we're not going to go wave an EMF detector while she's trying to eat dinner, but at the same token, I was only able to create it one time. I've done it several times, but I've only gotten the signal one time. I went above the table, I had the signal. Below it, I did not. Now, if you don't know anything about our Charleston history, we've had one giant earthquake in 1886. The first death from that earthquake happened from this building. A piece of the mantling fell down and crushed somebody in the skull, and that was the first death of the big earthquake of 1886. Have I had any clues that come through with any of the equipment that say that? No. I've only gotten the clues from the shooting from Big John. So, pretty cool stuff. I usually start here. Maybe a guy got shot in the shoulder. The word shoulder came up. So, who knows? But she's going to be holding that thing up all night long. I can see it now. All right. So we're actually going to head up this way now. I was going to say, did I lose my wife? So, all right, you guys ready to move?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. You guys can stay on the sidewalk. I try to, like, keep out of people's way. So everybody see that Crew Cafe, the white building right there? Looks like a house. It's actually a restaurant. Obviously, it's a cafe. It is also haunted. Watch the street, honey. It is also, they might actually be turning in here. It is haunted by a suicide. Now, they've asked me to come in and do a full investigation. I have accepted it. We just haven't set up a date yet. But I did walk through with an EMF detection real quick. I did get a reading from the bathroom upstairs. I have not been able to debunk it of what's inside the walls of the bathroom. Make sure there's no wiring. That was the only room where I was able to get any kind of activity. The deeds for that house were very hard to find because that house wasn't there for very long. And when it was there, it wasn't that large. It was a slave home. So the deeds and the titles and all of that, things that I have to dive into, it's not there. Do you have a word? Just shout it out.
I'm not getting a word, but I'm getting a lot of break-in right here, and I can't understand it. So
okay.
There may be something for you to go back and listen to
okay.
Right here.
Well, I got the word specialist. I don't know what that means.
I got something on an app here.
What's on your app?
It just said entity detected.
What the heck kind of app do you have?
Yeah. We're getting there.
It's odd.
Quick little Charleston fun fact, that stop sign down there, mm-hmm. Revolutionary War, cannonball came up over the wharfs, landed right there.
Whoa.
No deaths or tragedies that I can find, nor do I have any activity. Just one of those fun little Charleston facts. Cannonball landed right there in that neighborhood, right around that stop sign. So we're actually going to cut through here, and let's see what happens when we walk through the parking lot. Psychologist. What's going on with your EMF?
Oh, it just turned orange.
So we got some EMF readings already. Now this parking lot, I'll normally get them like towards the center, but sometimes they'll start over there. Who said they had the entity detected?
I got it.
Right already there. Over there?
Yeah, okay. Right there.
And I'm getting like some pretty long words here, like psychologist and specialist.
In the orange.
And see how it's... Go ahead and hold it up so everybody can see it.
Wall
see
Street.
How there's no pattern to it.
Wall Street.
Wall Street? That's interesting. Because that's two words. I also got Republican at the same time you said that. So what's our temperature at now?
69.4.
Okay, who has the ambient?
I have the other one. Now what do I hit?
Just the one button. There's only one there.
That one. Yeah.
And we probably have to wait for it to drop a little bit. You said you had 64 on the ground?
69.4. I'll do it again.
It's dropping.
Now I've dropped to 65.8.
It's dropping. Now it's going back up.
Yours is going back
now
up?
Now it's dropping.
So he's...
Oh, wait, no, it's dropping.
Okay.
It was at 66.
Anything on the spirit box? Nikki, why don't you give us a grid, but you got to hold it very still. We're going to point it right at that wall. hold it as still as you can, and look for any of those streaks like Ann AP was looking for before.
I don't know. Just said do it again.
I got the word coach.
No, I heard that.
You just heard it?
What did it say? Do it again?
Do it again.
Do what again?
I don't know.
65.6 still.
Are we dropping again?
I'm at 67.
How do you do?
I'm at 67.
That's a long phrase.
I just heard that.
You want a something.
Now again, you're not looking at the actual dots. You're looking at what's in between them. See, like where my arm is at? That's where things would be. Like that feels cold right there. April, where are you at? Somebody else put their arm right here.
54.9.
You feel that cold spot?
Yeah, there's a cold spot.
Oh, whoa.
Put your thermometer right there and hold it there.
Oh, yeah, it's weird.
You feel that cold spot? We dropping?
Man, I feel it though.
It's still going down.
66.5.
And where were you up there? 67?
65.5.
Okay, so it went up 2 degrees?
I just said up 2. I don't...
And that's pretty much what we're doing. And we can also use this EMF to ask yes or no questions.
It's a Republican.
Republican again? So she had the word Republican come through on the spirit box, and it came up here, and now I got the term all around. So we're trying to gauge the temperature, and it's saying all around. So who's still the skeptic? Is that you?
No, I was just going to say, are we all Republicans
in this group?
I'm not a political anything.
Okay.
I don't vote or nothing. Okay.
But that's a good point. We're also standing in a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, 62.4.
Where?
Right over there, in that area. It's coming over here.
Who's got the EMF?
Oh, it's red. Oh my god, it's red. Holy crap.
Then it says 62.4 right here.
Wait.
62.2.
So let's get the ambient, like, just standing right here.
Oh, it's going red. It's
got the. Is there a ladder nearby?
Ladder.
Is he scared or something?
He's nervous.
You'll be fine. I'm not going to let anything happen. That cold spot was pretty significant over there. Got the word forest. That could be random. So normally if I was using this app at home, I would get a word like every 5 to 8 minutes. Random word. We're getting them pretty quickly. They're coming like every minute or so.
Are they cold or warm?
Usually cold.
Oh, usually cold?
You're looking for cold spots with the thermometers. Okay. And it also said female. So apparently we're looking for females. And retail. See how quickly the words are coming? Mm-hmm.
Female and retail.
Female right. Retail. That's got to be you.
I think it just said cold night.
Cold night?
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a cold night. Mm-hmm. It's
maybe to them.
Maybe to them. So during one of my tours, somebody said that electrical whatever was influencing our EMF. So to prove a point, I went over there and I was leaning on one of those blue garbage cans, and the app came up with the word cube and then waste.
Oh.
So, if that gives you another clue of like how this app will work for us.
Because it should be going crazy if it is that way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's red. Oh my god, it's red.
Well, when it's doing that, let's stand still to see if it's a pattern. Because we don't want a pattern. Oh. It's really not, because it's touching red from time to time. And as still as you're holding it, now, granted, we're standing on a sewer line. There's nothing underneath that can possibly be influencing that. So something's trailing us behind. Sorry, Colton, I ran out of tools.
I did.
Did you get another?
No, I was just telling you about something that I did to my ex because he didn't believe me.
This is an old horse stable. Oh, it's not. There's still horses in there.
I say, what was that noise?
Yeah, still horses. Now, I've talked to these folks asking for ghost stories and trying to see if there was anything that they've experienced themselves. None of them could come up with any kind of ghost story. But this used to be the places where they would have the horses that would deliver the milk to the homes in downtown back in the day. So it's been a stable, obviously, for hundreds of years.
Oh, my God.
All right, anything else coming through our equipment? She's still got a crazy EMF going.
Oh, there's a red again.
She's getting all kinds of red right there.
62.2.
We do have a little bit of a breeze coming in off the street, so that might be influencing that a little bit. I don't want to get too excited. I was excited about that cold spot down there. That was pretty cool. Alright, we're actually going to head over to that parking lot if nobody else has got any activity. Central. Look at your EMF. I saw the red from over here.
Oh, it's all the way.
This is my favorite spot.
Where are we?
So we are standing in the old Pinckney Mansion site. So Charles Pinckney, signer of the Constitution, this is where he was raised.
Wow.
Right here.
Wow.
Okay, so his parents, Charles and Eliza Pinckney, this was their home. Now Eliza Pinckney is a story that I normally tell because the women of Charleston don't always get their stories told. We all know Charles Pinckney because he was with the Constitution, a big war hero, blah, 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 right? But Eliza was the mother of our indigo crops. She used to be a big rice plantations all over Charleston. When the rice plantations started to take a dive financially, Charleston needed another crop. Well, Eliza was from England overseas, and she was a botanist. Where's Nikki? That's somebody that deals with plants. So Dad sent over this indigo plant, and she thrived on this plant. Her gardens were right where we're standing, well, maybe aligned with the dumpster over there, and she had another garden on the next street over. But Eliza started that business from the indigo crop and saved Charleston because she was also the businesswoman that was able to sell it back overseas.
Oh, wow.
So the indigo plant produces blue dye, same as in blue jeans. Okay, so there was a big crop for Charleston. It's huge for us. So the other thing was that she was the mother of Charles Pinckney, who signed the Constitution. So she was the mother of two major things for us. Now, this place used to be a bar restaurant called Molly Darcy's. And the spirit activity that happened there was that full apparitions of a woman in period dress would show up. The dress was obviously blue. So I get a ton of activity out of this place. I've been here daytime, nighttime. Every time I'm here, I try to debunk to make sure the stories I'm telling y'all aren't false. I've been through all the borders of when it's empty. There's a couple conduit pipes, but there's no activity from them. The wiring in it is dead. So any activity that we get from here is true. There's nothing else underneath here. The sad thing is that this lot next year in 2020 will become a commercialized hotel. They are not going to do an archaeological dig on the site where we are now. I've written about this and added all kinds of things about how horrible that is for Charleston because the slave homes to the big Pinckney Mansion were right where we're standing back here. The artifacts, it's too expensive. I can guarantee you if enough word gets out, archaeologists will come down and do the dig at no cost.
Wow.
Because of the amount of history that's underneath this asphalt.
I just can't believe an archaeologist is jumping on that.
I'm sure But again, we're also in Charleston. Things get a little touchy when it comes to digging things up and touching our land. So everything costs something. So again, it's a shame that we're going to have this big commercial hotel standing here next year. But at the same, and I'm going to make friends with them, and it looks like it might be a German hotel because it's coming up on my...
Oh my gosh.
I have no idea. Yeah. I don't...
It won't happen because money's going to grease the wheel to make that hotel go up.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, Nikki, this is a good place for your grid pen too. Just watch the street out there. So, if you want to go explore the lot, watch for cars coming in. Mom, you might want to stay with them. But we're going to see how much activity we can get out of that. And I have gotten some words out of this. Of body, berry, bones. Three different tours, same location. Don't know what's here. But again, I get those kind of terms here all the time. But Eliza loves for me to tell her story, and that thing usually goes crazy whenever I say her name. Mm-hmm. I usually get red marks whenever I say the name Eliza. So.
There you go.
But you also have, I haven't had any cold spots here. I won't lie. Okay. So if we find some cold spots, that would be awesome. And I will keep an eye on the terms. So if anybody gets something exciting. The spirit box is usually pretty good too, so.
I got it. I'm listening. I'm talking to ask questions.
It's pretty active along this left side. So if you guys want to test this out.
Does she have a grave site?
She is actually buried in Philadelphia.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope, she is buried in Philadelphia.
Oh my God. She's buried in Philadelphia.
Now, the funny thing is that her maiden name of Lucas has come through before when we were near her husband's gravesite, which is here in Charleston. Her middle name is, or her maiden name is Lucas, and I've had that name come through before.
Oh my God.
Yep.
But why would Eliza go red if she's not buried? Why don't get it?
She loved it here. She only married Charles so that she didn't have to go back home to England.
Oh.
They were like 20 plus years apart.
Oh my gosh. I wonder how she wound up in Philadelphia.
She was up there. I cannot remember the reason. It was some dealing with the indigo plants.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's pretty cool.
No, the word trouble came up. Maybe she was in trouble and had to go up there.
There you go.
I don't know.
And she must not have liked it.
Maybe.
She's back here.
Who's got the EMF? Let's try something, because this has happened with me before.
When you were talking about her, it was like a solid red.
Mm-hmm.
That was so weird.
So you see the flashing light?
Yeah.
Hold your EMF up. So both the light that you have, face it up towards you. There you go.
Oh my God. It matches.
No.
Yeah. Guys, you might want to see this.
It matches that.
Mm-hmm.
That light flicker.
Yeah. It matches the lights that are happening on the EMF.
Hang on.
Car.
We can do it from anywhere. It doesn't matter. Now, I've been here on different nights where that light is perfectly solid, and the left light above the door has been flickering in reverse, and I've been here on nights where there's been no flickering.
Oh my God.
Wow.
But when one of them is flickering, it usually matches what's happening on the EMF.
Oh my God. Look at that.
Feel free to take pictures, video, whatever you need to do.
Wow.
Like, that's a video, so you can compare it.
Hold that.
Take a quick video. That way you can compare it when you get home and see if it actually matches up.
I'm trying to get you.
Where's the video? I'm trying to get you.
It's stuck.
So nothing out of the spirit box?
Not really, not like I was up over that other side.
If we were meant to hear it, it'd be pretty clear.
Mm-hmm. No, over there I could actually understand what was coming.
Mm-hmm. Through. So those are usually some pretty strong signals that come out of there. Pretty dead on my end too, no pun intended.
And when I've walked away, I've been asking like direct questions and stuff.
stuff out too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even my signals here are pretty low. He's out there gauging temperatures. I like the fact that, where'd she go? April, that I was able to hand out everything, which was nice. Instead of just having a two-person tour where everybody's double-fisted with tools. Anything over there?
What was that? 59 degrees over there, and then one stayed at 60.2, but a couple paces that way was 65.
Okay. Seems like everything's calmed down a bit, especially, I mean, from the spirit box and my spirit box. So we're going to actually walk down East Bay Street. We got probably like a quarter of a mile, like 2.5 blocks to walk before we get to our next location. That thing's going to go crazy. Don't get excited. If you get things on a spirit box, probably be a good time to listen.
Okay.
Just to see, because, I mean, I'm not going to be talking. We're just going to be passing by. And we're going to head over to, have you guys at least explored downtown?
Mm-hmm. We haven't been.
Okay.
Just got here tonight.
Oh, well. Hop on a flight and get down here, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to head over to a place called Lodge Alley. So it is, everybody got tennis shoes on, at least something comfortable?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, I usually check at the beginning of the tour. I'm sorry, I didn't do that. But that's why, because I do hit some cobblestone areas, so it does get a little rough. All right, so everybody ready to take a walk?
Uh-huh.
Nikki's all right? All right, let's do this. Led Zeppelin song. Yeah. All right, he's got it right. We can go.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Look how beautiful that is.
Oh, we went up there.
You had a Merry Christmas.
You too,
baby. And a Happy New Year.
Still got a trail. You good?
This holiday season
it takes great pictures at night. I wasn't trying to stop you.
Not sure which of the reindeer was calling my dad.
Great in the summertime. It's from the air conditioning units. Careful, this is one of those streets, so everybody watch your step. Let me know if you get anything out of that down here. This is a weird location. Yeah. All right, I can usually stop everybody about right here. You doing all right, Nick?
Yeah.
All right. So I get some activity out of this location. The only history I really have of it is this is where the Masons used to meet. Okay. So back in the early 1800s, late 1700s, this is where the Masons used to come down, and this is where they'd have their meeting, out here in the middle of the open. It's Charleston. 90% of the time it's beautiful here. I can imagine that it would be a good location just to have a meeting and move on. We're also right next to the Lodge Alley Inn, which is said to have had full apparitions in some of their hotel rooms. So this is a kind of a good segue for me to kind of just tell you, like, I think some of you had mentioned already that you were interested in some of my psychic stories. So when I was writing that book up in Myrtle Beach, I was working with a psychic, and one of the places that we went to was a place called the Brentwood Restaurant. It's in Little River, South Carolina. It's at the very tip. Okay? You guys have heard of it, apparently? All right, so very, very haunted. It's actually, I think, in the top 50 haunted locations of South Carolina. Yeah, it's a super cool place. So I pick up the psychic, and he has no idea where we're going. All I tell him is how long we're going to be gone for the day and how to dress in case we're outside. So I tell him we're going to be gone for probably 5 to 6 hours, and you could dress. It was spring, so we were fine. Pick him up, he has no idea. We're just chatting away, and he does what I call it automatic writing. Does anybody not know what automatic writing is? So automatic writing is when your mind, in a psychic way, will start to write words or drawings while you're having a conversation with somebody else. So if you've ever tried that, more than likely you're going to write down the words more than likely as you say them. Okay, so if you get something different, that is automatic writing. He is letting the spirit world channel through him and to write down things that we need to know about. So he would do this automatic writing as we would get closer to a location. So some of the clues that we got on our way to Brentwood Restaurant were, somebody want to keep an eye on that for me?
I got.
Oh, you got one too?
I got words, so I was looking to see what yours said.
Somebody can also hold it. So some of the phrases that we got were the initials EM, I feel lucky, thanks for the recognition, and fish is okay for breakfast. Yeah. I had no idea what any of these things meant until we got closer to the actual restaurant. I pulled in on Luck Street. So there's the I feel lucky. I also found out that the house of Brentwood Restaurant, because it was an old house, was moved from across the street. Across the street, where the house used to sit, was the person who owned it. Her married name is one street name, and her maiden name is the other street name. So thanks for the recognition. Wow. So we get into the house, and the psychic has never met the owners. I've only emailed the owner's wife. And he looks at the owner's husband and says, or the owner himself, and he says, you have the same initials as the person that used to own this place. And he says, can I ask your name? And he says, Eric Masson. If you know anything about the Brentwood restaurant, it is a French cuisine restaurant. So Eric Masson has the initials of EM. The wife starts chuckling because she knows the history of the house. I've asked her to keep her mouth shut through the whole tour until the end. I said, go ahead and reveal whatever it is that you have that you're laughing about. She's like, the person who owned this house, her name was Essie McCorsley, E-M. So we had those initials before we even got there, and he was able to pinpoint who those initials belonged to before we even met anybody and shook hands. So there's that. We also had things that fell out of nowhere on the steps. We took the tour up the steps to go see the bar. And a feather fell when we came back down. There was nowhere for a feather to fall. There is a term for that. I can't exactly pinpoint it in my head right now. But when something falls out of nowhere and there's nowhere for it to come from, there is a term for that. So I believe there's a British ghost show that you may actually know that has actually studied that before. The last bit of that was at the end when we met up in the dining room. The psychic was sitting at a chair at the head of the table, and right above him, the ceiling was covered in ladybugs. You're probably asking, why is that significant? Ladybugs are a symbol of luck. So we had all of these things come through. There was a ton more, and there was a lot with numbers and years and what Essie did for the people and the community of Little River during some hurricanes. I posted it all on my blog, so if you want to check that out, you guys will all have a link at the end. But that's one of those instances where there's no... Oh, the fish is okay for breakfast. So I didn't explain that because that's the funny part. So we're standing in the middle of this dining room because, again, it's a restaurant, and they had this addition put on. And he's standing right before it, and he says, this area doesn't belong... You know, the wood looked identical to what we were standing on, but he was able to identify the wood came from Atlanta, Georgia. For some odd reason, he's got this thing with wood. He can pinpoint where it came from and that it's not part of a specific structure. Steven?
They said Van and Steven.
Van?
Van and Steven.
Van Steven. And you got vowel.
I think there's more.
Okay. We'll look at them in a little bit. So fish is okay for breakfast. Essie used to take in the sailors that would come in and the fishermen from the wharf up there. And she would cook whatever they would bring. What are fishermen bringing for breakfast? Fish. So the fish is okay for breakfast made perfect sense at that point. And I was able to verify all of this through Little River history books that I had to go digging in their library for. So there you have it. Psychic abilities are real. They are true. You just have to find a good one that's not trying to take your money. So, all right. So we are actually in technically a residential area. So we're going to cut through. I will not have to tell any stories because I'm not allowed to do that. And I will also tell you that if we run into another larger group, I am an unlicensed guide. There is a huge debate and debacle over licensed guides versus unlicensed guides right now. You don't need a license to tell and have this kind of experience, so therefore I'm an unlicensed guide. Do I know the history of Charleston? I think y'all can agree that I know a little bit about Charleston, right? So some of those guys are actually trying to copy what I do. So we pass by them very quickly, and we, if they were in our way, we will stand out of theirs. So it's kind of a little hidden war going on right now, because I am the pioneer of ghost hunting in Charleston. So, is it still saying van?
No, it's...
I had slip and alone.
Slip and alone.
I have a few.
I don't know.
What are you touching, Mickey?
He's going into the words.
Oh.
The word list. Vowel, toy, though. I don't see anything that would be... Yeah, those were the ones I got on the way here. So again, if you guys just got here, look up the Lodge Alley Inn. You can actually see where they actually, have some apparitions and some ghost activity. There's a lot of places on Meeting Street as well. I don't tour up there because it's quite a bit of a walk for all of us, but I will be doing investigations of those as well to continue on the blog and podcast. So those will be covered as well. All right, so we're going to head up here, and then we're going to make a right after the building. Please be careful on the cobblestone. It does get pretty dark up there. So who has got the flashlights? Okay. Anything coming through on our spirit box?
No.
So this is usually a pretty quiet area. However, it makes for good ambiance for me to tell a good story. Should I drive in on it? There's a couple of actual cobblestones. Like, this is brick.
Yeah.
There's a couple of cobblestone streets that we still have that are drivable, like passable with cars. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
I had a hearing driver today tell us to not do it. He said, run out
of the car. Yep, pretty much will. Everybody good? Just want to make sure everybody gets out of that weird area safely. I think Nikki just jumped 10 feet. Looks like there's a tour coming our way. They're probably going to cut right into Philadelphia Alley.
Okay.
I go past it, and then we come back.
Okay, do you want me to pull this down, or just not worry about it?
I don't care. Like I said, they're the ones trying to copy me.
Oh, it said weird light when I crossed.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
See, they're all cutting in. That's their big finale, is Philadelphia Alley.
Oh, okay.
That's their big shebang. I get some activity in there, and I do tell the story. Like, we will cut through there. But that's their big hurrah for Bulldog Tours. It's a fun story. That's why I like to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the Pinckney Mansion is my pride and joy over there. Who's got my phone? Okay. Any words coming through, Nick?
Ted, can you? I can hear.
Okay.
Ship?
Yeah, I could see that one. Sorry, am I going too fast?
I'm just sweating. I have lost my shoes. You have to send me the camera down. I won't even come down here.
This is where everybody gets to kind of take a break, have a seat, because I tell stories here, because there's like three major stories here.
Ooh.
Three majors.
Cool.
All right, so everybody, like this is Unit St. Philip's Church. So if everybody looks behind them real quick, you'll see an opening in that wall back there. And you'll see the people like that just went down that alleyway. We're going to go back to that alley, but that door is super important, and nobody ever tells the story why. So we'll learn about that. I just want you to kind of keep in mind of where you're at. So St. Philip's Church. We got three major locations here. Now we can't go much further because of the way the tour guide laws work down here. So we've got St. Philip's Church. One block down we have Dock Street Theater, which is one of the most haunted locations in the United States. If you're visiting here, which all of you are, go walk through it during the daytime. You can take a self-guided tour, you can take pictures, you can take an EMF on your phone, you can do whatever you want. I walked in there with my bag and some of my equipment in hand, and they were handing me ghost stories. Like, what do you want to know?
Wow.
So there's all kinds of things that happen inside that building. And then just beyond the west side of the cemetery there is the Pirate House. So the three buildings link together. So let me tell you how. So first, the Dock Street Theater. You just broke your phone.
Oh, it was mine, not yours.
Then you'd have to be dealing with your sister. So the Dock Street Theater is actually haunted by two ghosts. Super cool. So the first one I'll mention was Junius Booth, who is the father of John Wilkes Booth, who shot Lincoln in a theater. Junius Booth is said to have been just seen in period dress, in late 1700 dress. He just kind of likes to hang out there. He didn't die here. He's not buried here. It's just said that he's here. Kind of cool. They can actually see a full apparition of this man. Have I seen it for myself? No. But it's a cool story to tell. I think it's also ironic that he's the father of John Wilkes Booth, who shot Lincoln in a theater.
Right.
And he's hanging out at a theater. The second ghost is actually, she used to work over here. Oh, April, what was her name? I will find it. I am so sorry. A lot of history I had to memorize. But anyway, she used to work right here at the St. Philip's Church. And during the period that the Dock Street Theater was not always a theater. It started off as a theater, and then it became a hotel slash, what age groups do we have? We'll just say that there was ladies of the night there, okay? We'll say that. And then it turned back into a Dock Street Theater itself. So during the time that it was a hotel, she worked here at the church. She was past the marrying age of 17. She was 25. So she was undesirable by the men of Charleston. So she wanted to be part of that, so she actually went to go work at the Planner's Hotel. She went down there in a red dress. Now the men desired her. She's still unhappy. On the second floor of the Dock Street Theater is a balcony. It's made out of wrought iron, our famous green wrought iron that I'm sure all of you have seen by looking up Charleston. And she used to go out there and daydream about coming back down to the church and just dealing with that. So one night she's out there, and the priest from the church went down to go talk to her. He's up there on the balcony with her. A storm rolled in, lightning struck her dead. Now, the irony about this whole story is that her ghost is said to have been seen from the knees up. And you're probably wondering why. Now, before they actually did the research, that was the actual story, was that she was only seen from the knees up. So I'll pause while everybody passes by. The laws are only supposed to have 20 people per tour.
Oh.
have well over 20. Yeah. So, but again, from the knees up. So the irony of this story is when it was turned back into Duck Street Theater, what we know now, they raised the first floor ceiling. So if they raised it, she's walking on the floor that she knows. So that's why you can only see her from the knees up wearing a red dress. Did you find that name yet? Did you even look it up? No? Okay. No, it's okay. It's on my blog. They can read it there. So, pretty cool story there, right? Now, have I found anything specific with the EMF? No. But there are two pieces of wood in the Duck Street Theater that came from a mansion down in the Radcliffe Row neighborhood, which is what I think is holding onto that spirit based on what I know from the psychic. It's part of the reason why I told you that story about the wood of where he was able to find things. And he says that spirit activity actually hangs onto wood and things of nature. So if wood came from a mansion down there and was placed in here, what happened down there that makes this place haunted? However, Doctor Theater won't let me near the two doors that are from that mansion with my EMF detector, and the piece of mantling that is from there, I can't reach. It is 10 feet in the air. So
which doors are they? They're not the big front doors.
They're the doors at the bottom, but they always have them roped off, probably because they are not from that building and they are part of our history because it came from a specific neighborhood.
Right.
So they won't let me near them.
Nettie
Dickerson. So that was the lady of the night that worked at the church. So last story but not least, the pirate house that's right next to the cemetery over here. It's somebody lives there now. And he gets pretty grumpy if people come walking by, pointing, ghost hunting, that kind of thing. But there was a tunnel that led from the pirate house over to Duck Street Theater. So after the pirates came off the ship from the wharf, they come up, they have a drink, they have a pint, they have a place to sleep, and they would actually go into the tunnels to go catch part of the shows at Duck Street Theater. Or, specific times, they would actually go meet with the ladies at the night there. It is said, and it is rumored, I will say that, because Blackbeard never set foot on our soil, ever. But it is said he used to like stay out on his ships, just hang out there. But it is said that his treasure was buried in those tunnels. You Google Blackbeard's treasure, nowhere does it say anywhere that South Carolina or Charleston in general has anything to do with Blackbeard's treasure. It is an urban legend, so if another tour guide or somebody else tells you that Blackbeard's treasure is buried here,
North Carolina.
Right. That's where it's at, apparently. So, but just one of those fun little things. They did fill in that tunnel. It is no longer working. Like, you can't pass through it. But it is kind of cool when you're walking by it, and you guys are just touring around downtown, that knowing that there was a tunnel where the pirates used to go from the pirate house. And it is obviously called the pirate house because that's where they used to stay. So, normally when it's not as busy, I kind of sneak up a little bit forward and I flash the grid pen in there. Mm-hmm. But obviously we have many tours coming through tonight, so we're not going to be able to do that. And again, I am not allowed past those pillars of the church that sticks out. And just a fun fact too, the church sticks out and juts around the corner because as they were widening the streets, the church refused to move back. So they said, nope, you can move everything else and move the road around us. So that is exactly why the road is the way that it is. And if you are a big political buff, history buff, Calhoun is buried on this side. And he has been moved from east to west side 3 different times. Because on this side, you have to be a citizen of Charleston to be buried on the east side. And then there was a debacle of whether he was an actual citizen. So his grave has been moved several times, and it is a giant tomb above ground. So I've been through there with all this equipment. You will not always find paranormal evidence inside of a cemetery. Who hangs out where they are buried? They're going to go where they want to go, where they were most happiest. So, again, I use the term stories in a cemetery lightly because you're walking on the biggest cemetery in the United States because of so many tragedies have happened here. Wherever you're standing, someone has died there. It's almost a guarantee. There's that much tragedy that's happened here. So, how are we doing on our spirit boxes? You guys all got them going.
Mine said road, spirits, blood-sucking.
Blood-sucking. We're going to take that one out. You got slave.
Paper, brief, slave, honor. Automatic, Luke, Lake, Vault.
Okay. I got England.
England, okay.
That definitely makes sense.
Friendly.
Mm-hmm. And we got friendly. Friendly blood-sucking. We're going to go with that.
Above you. Father. That was when we first came over here.
I get father a lot of the time over here because of the priest. He would call a priest father.
And then I got above you.
Okay. Interesting. Fire?
Well, Charleston's burned several times.
Yeah.
Under came. Table?
Interesting.
That could be related to fire.
Under the table, yep. Could be. It's a good point.
Lake couldn't be related to.
No, we got no lakes around here. Not anything nearby. We got rivers. All right. Any other gadgets going off? If you had any EMFs,
nope.
Your temperature has been perfect.
79 to 62.
So you're looking at the bottom number?
What am I supposed to look at?
75. Well, the top one is the humidity. Like, okay. We don't need to gauge that.
No, no, it's always been 79. Now it's 62. Big numbers are 62.
Interesting.
79.
Humidity.
It's hot.
But he's looking at the humidity.
Oh, that was the humidity.
That's the gauge of the humidity. All right, so we are actually going to get up, and we're going to go right back to where we were, because that other tour should be moving along by now.
Okay.
I like to have that whole alley to ourselves, because it's a really good picture spot. So if you're not from here and you need some really cool pictures,
cool.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Be nice, don't be getting me in trouble now. Timed it perfectly.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, it is gorgeous down here. So we'll go a little bit ways, let everybody kind of get in. And the other tour guides, like, they like to tell their big entourage in the center, so I kind of stay down on this end and then, like, kind of give you guys a gist of what's going to happen as we walk through. Who are we missing? Where everybody go? Ann AP coming. She's a little slow tonight.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Shameful sneer, homeland.
Dress.
Enough stress.
All right, we got everybody? All right, cool. So, we are standing in an alley that has been called three different names. It was originally called Cow Alley, as in moo cows, because this is where they used to keep their cattle. So then, it was called Dueler's Alley, because they started doing all of their duels in this alley, which is where our story will come from. But now it is called Philadelphia Alley. Once dueling became illegal, and we had to rename it something, so they decided to name it after the silly city of Philadelphia, who helped us during one of our great fires. So that is exactly why it's named Philadelphia Alley. Philadelphia gave us money, and therefore we named it after them. So, Dueler's Alley. This is the kind of duel where you literally back-to-back, take 20 paces, turn and shoot. Probably thousands of duels have happened here, but there's only one story that comes up as an actual ghost story, and that's of the Whistling Doctor. So if you've done any kind of ghost stories, do you know the story?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so the Whistling Doctor came down here from New Jersey, I believe. Not really important, but he came down here because he was engaged to somebody who inherited a lot of money from her passed away parents, but the lawyer wouldn't allow him to marry her. He had to finish off his schooling for medicine, and then start his practice before he was allowed to marry his beloved Amanda. So he moves to Charleston, and as he's getting off the carriage, the driver says, I'm gonna drop you off here. This is a good place to get a good drink, a good meal, and a good place to sleep. He would have been mugged and killed in this location. He was setting him up for failure. So instead, a passerby heard this and said, nope, this is a bad neighborhood. You're gonna come with me. He sent the driver away. So he hooked them up down here at 59 Church Street. There was two ladies running the house, and the doctor was able to rent out the top bedroom. So, and that's actually about half a mile from here, and I do get activity from that. So we will get some activity through here. You're getting a little bit of blips, but not a whole lot. You're probably going to get some weird stuff through there.
I got mutilate.
Mutilate? We're going to talk about that. That's a good word. So that's a good for this actual story. So the two gentlemen became friends. It's the doctor and the not so popular writer, just regular everyday Charleston guy. So they became friends. They go to a play, but obviously they're in different seats. The doctor's in the great balcony and the other guy's got some middle of the mud seats. During the, oh, that's, I'm like, the red light's flashing. I'm like, wait a minute, is that the EMF? It's got like a, yeah. So anyway, they're talking about the play and one of the actresses, and one really liked her and the other one really didn't. Not a big deal, right? Just a little quarrel between friends. Watch, we got some people coming by. Let's make a hole. Uh-huh. I don't want to ruin the story for everybody else, because this is the exact story she's going to tell. She'll tell a little bit more dramatically than me. Alright, so... Oh, they had a little quarrel, then it turned into a bigger quarrel, where they were just not going to be friends anymore. Like, it turned that serious. So, they go their separate ways, they go home. The friend decides he's going to write in the paper what a disgrace the doctor is to the town. Like, that was a big deal back then. It went to the paper, which means it was every citizen of Charleston. Like, this guy's trying to start a medicine practice. It's a big deal. So to rebuttal that...
Is it just doing that? You're lying.
I'm serious.
Is it
switched before, and I was watching it, and it turned red, and I was like, what?
I've had it on the whole time, and right now, after like 10 seconds, it doesn't.
It keeps going doing that.
That's weird. We've never had that issue before. That actually came from your work. That's kind of cool. I'll take it. Right. So anyway, he rebuttals with he wants to have a duel right here in the alley. Mm-hmm. But the doctor doesn't want to kill his friend. The friend has a different story. They take their 20 paces, they turn, the doctor points his gun in the air and shoots it up. However, his friend pauses, looks his friend dead straight in the face, takes two shots below the knees, mutilating his friend. So, the cool thing about that gateway that I pointed out earlier, mm-hmm. The loser of a duel would be taken straight to his grave. That's what that was for. No coroner, no anything, just pick the guy up, toss him in, go have a pint, right? That was kind of how things went. They didn't have to do that. Instead, his friends, which were on this half, because Church Street is right there, picked him up, carried him home. He died 10 days later. It is said, because he was such a jovial person, whistling all the time, that you can hear his whistles as you walk through the alley and nobody is here. Now, first time I visited this, because somebody told me the story, I was here on a bright early morning. I did hear some whistling. I debunked it with some birds that I could not see. I did not have my recorder going. I just had the spirit box here and the EMF detector. I got a couple of little spots here and there, no cold spots, no craziness. But I do get some spirit box from time to time that will give me some words. So as we're walking through, I keep forgetting your name.
Lisa.
Lisa, please tell us, shout out any word that you hear.
I just got hurry right as you were ending up that story. Did you get anything right in the last, like, 60 seconds?
Seven.
Well, there's three of them going. Anybody else got a word in the last minute?
Bone, give, linger.
What do you get?
Clean, violence.
Violence? That's a good one.
I got hurry. And I haven't been getting that.
So this is one of those areas where when I listen to the audio, I listen very closely. It could be the faintest whistle coming by. It is also said that you can hear the gunshots. Now think of what these gunshots would have been back in the 1800s. We're looking for like a musket type gun. It's going to be very loud. It's not going to sound like a gunshot like you hear in the movies. Okay, so it's going to be like your old war movies. So looks like they are actually moving on. One other cool tidbit about the end of this alley. It's residential, so I can't tell you that story up there. We're going to kind of pass by. But as we walk through, the bricks get older. Towards the end are the sun-dried bricks from the slave children that used to have to turn them. You can still see fingerprints and handprints. So I will kind of just point at the ground lightly. Now, there's a resident at the end that claims that it's a myth. I don't know how you can falsify a sun-dried brick with a handprint in it, and it wasn't from a slave child that used to turn it.
Yeah, linger twice.
Linger? When we get something multiple from there, that's usually a good thing.
Linger?
Linger. Like hang around, not leaving.
Which?
We'll disregard that. But again, just some cool fun facts with the gate, so check that out. I normally don't get an EMF detection off of that, but you can try with the EMF on the gate as you walk by it. And of course, with the bricks, you're not going to get any readings from there because what slave child wants to hang out where he used to be a slave?
Right.
So I've tried several times, nothing comes out of it, but just some kind of cool things to check out. If you do get something on the spirit box, shout it out. If the EMF goes crazy, shout it out. Let's kind of test it out. You are going to get a little signal from the footlight player's door. So if something goes a little wonky, it's electricity because that's where the actors for the Doctry Theater practice. Okay, so just kind of keep that in mind. I don't want you getting false information. If you get a cold spot, sir, please let us know. All right. Let's go check this place out. Who's got the grid pen? This is kind of a good spot for that, too. Yeah, the Bulldog Tour people, they're all looking for my license because you have to have it.
Oh, you have to have it.
They all stare at me. They all, looking at me. They do it all the time.
Wow. I'm sure.
But these are all original bricks, too.
Wow.
And this is, the most peaceful alley we had. You can't even hear it because we're, one block away from East Bay Street, the big, busy street where we had to cross over. This is where we are.
You
can't hear anything.
Wow.
That's why it's, a perfect whistling spot and listen for those audible areas.
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Cool street.
Oh, in the morning, people cut through here to go to work, and people walk their dogs through here. And it's really pretty back here. And even the footlight players had their gala events. I interrupted it by chance because they had their red carpet out.
Wow.
Yeah. So really cool back here.
Have you ever been to Philly?
I have not. No. I'm sure my wife has.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Of course, I'll have to go see Eliza's grave if I do go.
Yeah. You live in New Hope, Pennsylvania?
Okay.
And that's a big, it's right on the Delaware, where Washington's about where Washington
crossed
the Delaware, so it's very revolutionary.
Uh-huh.
And supposedly there's a ton of ghosts around there because there's so much, the bars and Hope Inns and stuff were from the Revolutionary times.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of activity, supposedly.
A lot of our Revolutionary War stuff is actually a little bit further inland.
Okay.
So you'll hear a lot about Francis Marion here. What's the other one? There's another major general. Mm-hmm. You can still. What do we got? Yeah, that's somebody's house. That's their address. That's their address plate right there. Mm-hmm. So you can start to see the fingerprints down in the bricks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll get a little bit more distinct. So you can start to see the fingerprints down in the bricks starting here. And then I'll show you a complete handprint towards the end here. More fingerprints. There's the handprint right there.
So then, how old are those bricks there?
Late 1700s.
That's amazing.
Yep, still there. Now, my wife and her sister back here, I'm sure they've been to all of the places you're mentioning.
Yeah.
The furthest I went into Pennsylvania was Hermitage.
Okay.
That was about the extent of it, and that was just over the border, you know. Mm-hmm. I was in Erie for a little while working, but that was just passing. Yeah, that's just passing by. I used to run video game stores, and I had one in Hermitage, one in Youngstown, two in Erie, and one in Lancaster.
Oh, okay.
Is it Lancaster? No. Somewhere in New York, right there across the border from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We're actually going to cross here once we get everybody together. Because this building is our last stop.
It's old.
It is. 1890.
Wow.
Hmm? saying you were scared. I was going to say, that's surprising. All right, we're going to... There's another car coming, but we're going to cross here as soon as the car's done. She must be getting activity. She stops back there. Go ahead. Better turn. Alright, let's cross. I'm not used to such a large group on this side of the street. My groups haven't been this big yet. So this is the Wagner building, okay? And I stop here only because the whole building used to be part of the cotton industry from George Poirier. George Poirier inherited the cotton industry part of this from his dad, but he didn't want it because he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He had no idea what he was doing. You might want to just shut that flashlight off on the streets. But anyway, he wanted to get rid of it. He got himself into some financial trouble, so he sold it over to the British. The other problem with that is that we had the boll weevil here that was eating away at our cotton. So he wanted out of the cotton industry altogether. Just, he's losing money left and right. So he sold it to the British. They came to pick it up out of the back ports here, and they loaded their ships out there on the wharf. From the third story of the front of this building was his office, and he was able to see everything that was happening on the ships. Apparently somebody was too close with a lit pipe. The whole ship went up in flames. He was already a little mentally just a little bit off. So he actually piled up all his furniture, put his captain's chair on top, swung a rope over the rafters, and hung himself. He wasn't found until the next day. And it is said that from time to time, in the front of the building, on the third floor, the furniture will pile up and the captain's chair will be on top.
Oh, jeez.
Now, I have looked into this and they are renovating it right now to become a wedding reception venue. And there is no third floor currently. It is beams. So I can't get in there to fully investigate. They won't let me in. I've tried. So, you guys laugh, but this is what I do on my day off when I come down here and look for things. But at the same time, this used to be a brewery as well, where taps would just turn on by themselves, cold spots along the walls with no air conditioning running. Just a whole paranormal bunch of stuff. Now, in the front of the building, I will get a cold spot from time to time, and the EMF detector around the corner doors will go crazy. And I have kind of looked in there to see what's in that corner. I can't see anything that would make the EMF detector go off. So we will get some words on the spirit box from our phones. We'll probably get a few words in the front of the building that will deal with either the boll weevil. I've had the term, what was that? Insects itching, was I think was the right term. And people, humans, can get a rash from the boll weevil, which will cause a rash and itching. So I have had that term come by as I'm walking along this building. So from time to time, I will get things. It's not a super active building, but it's a good last stop because right now you're at Waterfront Park if you don't know where you are. So we are probably 3/4 of a mile from where we started. So let's walk down the building and let's see what comes out of our devices. She's studying hard. All right, let's take a hike. What happened?
Capital!
I have to go to Washington!
Just people messing with our ghost stories. Happens all the time. I need to get somebody. You know, and you'll get people asking, do you have a ghost tonight? Have you seen a ghost? Until I start showing them the equipment. Like, yeah, we're actually out here with equipment. I'm not just telling crazy stories. Anything on that EMF?
No.
I was hoping for more evidence for this place.
There's nothing in the alley, aren't
you? Well, hopefully, that one is more of an audio.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully we will get that as we listen to the audio.
Oh, cool.
Let's bring that EMF up here. This is the door that I normally get stuff from. So sometimes, oh, we got a little blip.
Too
front.
Oh, there's a little.
Well, there is wiring in here. So Don't get excited. The wiring is in these beams and in here. So if we have stuff like in here, like nobody's working in there right now. So the fact that we're getting anything, but again, from the very top of the building, it does say Wagner 1890. So they're going to keep the history of the building here. But it will be a wedding reception venue atop of a very expensive restaurant. So, very, very cool. Oh, you got something going on there. And it's pretty erratic, which is what we look for. So we do have, you're getting crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I glanced at it. So? I thought it said Captain, but it was capital.
Oh, that would have been cool, though.
I know, right?
That would have been very cool.
That's why I was yelling.
All right, so guys, this actually concludes my stories for the night. Any questions, comments, concerns? I'm going to hand you guys cards to get to the website so you guys can hear everything, and you can listen for all of those extra voices too. And if I catch something, I will actually put it right underneath the audio. So when you go to the website, it looks just like a big, long like play like you'd see on a video.
Okay.
You can download it. And if there's something specific there that I caught, I will type it underneath. Listen for this at this point.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that way you guys can actually focus in on that. So after April's picture, we'll actually gather up all of the devices. If she wants to help me out, will I get my cards out? So.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
By Midway through, it said land. At the end, it said winter.
Okay.
And then when we made the left, right around where it says number 16 on a house,
uh-huh.
So you'll have to go back and look up into the stained glass window. It said run, Raven Road.
Run, Raven Road. Sure, did it say Rainbow Road?
I don't, it sounded like it could have.
Because you know
like,
we have Rainbow Road.
I know,
out
but
there.
It sounded like Raven Road.
Okay.
I don't know.
Unfortunately, that's why I have people shout things out that they hear.
Well, you were way ahead, and you were in the middle of talking.
Oh, sorry. So that's okay. I'm sorry. I should have said you could just keep handing things over. April's collecting.
Okay.
Does anybody else have questions about like what I write about or anything like that? Any words that came up? Anything else you want to tell me that may have happened?
Okay.
Do I have any non-believers from the beginning that are believers now?
It's been interesting.
Like I said, it's not a scary tour.
No, I told you I'd be alright unless something touched me.
So, there's my card. The website's on the back.
Forget it.
So,
thank you.
Well, this way you guys can all kind of take a look at them. Again, the website's on the back. So if you guys,
okay,
I will send you, I will text you a link.
Okay.
Just like I texted you earlier. That's one of the reasons why I text you, to make sure that that's a working phone number.
Great.
And of course, you guys aren't going to be down here. You're not locals. I usually hand locals my stories in a cemetery card. Like, hey, you've got friends, send them over my way. But you guys, awesome. Thank you so much for your help. And again, if you don't know where you're at, you're parked that way. I try to make this a circle. It's almost impossible.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No,
but you're right on the road of where we started. So you're gonna walk 3/4 of a mile that way.
Okay.
And you'll recognize Cane Run Bar.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Excellent.
But guys, thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank
you.
No problem.
Pleasure.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank
pleasure.
You for booking
it's a
it.
Pleasure. Yeah.
And if you guys take other tours, let me know how they go.
Sure.
I'd love to hear about it.
Sure.
So.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah, good deal. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Answer me.
Oh, nice.
Here.
All right, I'm going to take that.
Yeah, this is crazy. We were walking through the little alley, you know, the dueling alley, and it said church.
Oh, that's good.
You added more stuff, so.
EMF grid pen.
EMF goes here. I got all these.